Bob!
Have you found the kids?
I found a team, but when I approached them, they took off. How about you?
I haven't seen hide nor hair of them. What a disaster. If anything happens, Jack...
Rustic cabins, canoe trips, pristine wilderness, and animals in their natural habitat. Family camp has been a highlight for the Brinkmans every summer for the past 16 years. This year, it's even more special. The family is hosting the first ever missionary adventure camp, but it looks like things may not be going as planned. Let's begin our story 2 days earlier, as the van crests the top of the hill and the kids set their eyes on Paradise Lake for the very first time.
Oh, I love how it's nestled down there in the valley.
Dad, will they have the little boats like they do at the other camp?
Yeah, they have canoes and paddle boats.
Do they have the bouncy thing off the end of the pier?
I don't know about that one, but this is going to be fun, Gracie. They have fishing and swimming and even have a zip line where you land in the water.
Ian said this isn't a real lake.
All I said is it was man-made.
Ian's right. About 70 years ago, some men built a dam across the river. The water backed up, which created the lake.
What's that thing sticking above the trees?
That must be the zipline tower.
Cool!
I can't believe how beautiful it is today.
Yeah.
It's so warm. It seems like it's been raining for weeks.
Man, I'm so glad the weather finally broke. This would have been a bust with rain.
Mom, Peter called on himself with a mug.
What? Oh,
give me that. Oh, no, Peter, that's bad.
Look, Daddy was squished on my face.
Oh, it's all over his arms, too.
Don't worry, Mommy. This will be Muggle.
Oh, guys, don't encourage him. Peter, that's not good.
Joey, Mommy.
Well, we're here. Paradise Lake. Let's hop out and stretch our legs on the beach before we unpack.
Oh, the lake is so clear.
Ian, wait for me.
Peter, do you want to go see the water?
This is going to be wonderful.
Oh, I know.
I hope it turns out.
How could it not? You've worked so hard and organized every detail.
Yeah, I've tried to think of everything.
How are you feeling, Mom?
Pretty good so far. I can't believe we're only a month away. With Peter, I didn't want to move at this stage.
I really wish we could have done this camp after the baby was born. Make sure you take it easy. We don't want the baby coming early.
I've got 4 weeks, and I always go late. Don't worry, it's not going to happen.
Correction, of course it's going to happen. We're the Brinkman family.
Well, Iron Mountain's only a half hour away from the camp. They have a great hospital. If we could just control when babies were born, though.
That would make things easier. But I am glad we know the one who's ultimately in control.
Yeah. I guess it just all comes down to trust. Lord, thanks for this beautiful setting. And for stopping the rain so we could have camp. Thanks for bringing all these families. Lord, may this be a really good time for everybody. What in the world? Oh, it can't be!
Dad, what's going on?
I think the dam might have just broke.
Whoa, you're right! Look at all the water rushing out!
I've never seen anything like that!
How long do you think it'll take for the lake to drain?
I don't know, son. There goes our camp. Down the drain.
I can't believe it. Paradise Lake is gone. Paradise lost.
What are we gonna do?
I'm sorry, Jack.
This place is gonna start stinking in a couple of days. It's a mess. Jack Brinkman.
Hey, Jack. This is Carl Ralston.
Could I call you back, Carl? We're having a bit of an issue here.
This will only take a second. Our plane is delayed. I guess there's a bad line of storms marching across Minnesota.
Oh.
Can you cover for me? We'll get there as soon as we can.
Sure. We'll take care of it. Thanks for the call, Carl.
From bad to worse?
He's not coming.
Oh.
We need to cancel.
But some people have already arrived. What do we tell them?
We could start with, there's no lake, and there's no speaker.
Dad, come here quick!
Charlie, what in the world?
Check it out! These fish were just flopping around.
Hmm?
I got the cooler and put some water in it. Look, they're coming alive
they
again.
They sure are.
I saved them.
Dad, we can do it.
Huh?
Save the camp. Remember what Aunt Sarah did with us last summer at the family get-together?
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah, we could try that with all the kids.
It was really fun. I love the Bible smuggling part.
I don't know. We don't have much time, and it takes a lot of planning.
I could help. Jack, I think it could work.
Yeah. All right. I guess we could try, but make sure you don't overdo it, Susan.
We can all do it together. Right, kids?
Yeah,
sure. Definitely.
Dad, it's the camp director.
Jack?
Hey, Mike.
I have some more bad news. When the dam broke, it took out the bridge.
Oh.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but no one's getting in or out of Paradise Bible Camp, at least for a few days.
What about downriver? Is there damage?
No, I don't think so. It's all wilderness down there.
How many families made it to the camp?
We think about half.
What about all the other people?
We're calling them right now.
They'll just have to turn around, Gracie.
We have plenty of food, but with no lake, I'm afraid your activities will be limited.
Mike, we may still be able to make this work. I'll address everyone tonight at dinner.
Kate, here they come. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Ian, right?
Yeah.
I thought there was supposed to be a lake here.
Well, there was.
Hey, Luke, can we sit with you?
Sure.
We're going to make sure you're on our team.
What a game.
Good evening. Hello, everyone. Can I get your attention, please? Thank you. First of all, my name is Jack Brinkman, and I want to welcome you to our very first missionary adventure camp. As you know, we're stranded here for the next couple days without a speaker. We've had to change things up a little, but we've cooked up something pretty cool. We'd like to invite all the kids to participate in what we're calling the Missionary Games. They will test your wit, strength, and endurance. The fastest team to complete all the challenges wins. Adults, we'll need some of you to help out as judges and guards.
Guards?
What's the mission, Mr. Brinkman?
Well, you will be teams of missionaries trying to translate and smuggle the Bible through hostile territory. We'll start tomorrow with team building activities. We'll do a blind trust walk and a zip line challenge. Our goal is to help you to understand a little more about what missionaries go through to get God's word to people around the world.
Sounds like fun.
If you'd like to participate, come up after the meal.
What do you see?
Team 3 is on the first challenge.
Charlie, do you copy?
Loud and clear.
What do you see?
They're on the first challenge. Dad's trying to get Gracie to go down the zip line.
Gracie, you'll be fine. Nothing's gonna happen, honey. Trust me. It'll be fun.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, gross. She landed in the mud.
How many more people after Gracie?
3.
I've been counting them. Our team is still ahead.
Where are you, Isaac?
I'm watching Team 1. They're about to start the trust walk. Stand by.
Okay, kids. Are you guys ready? Your leader's going to take you on a trust walk. Make sure your blindfolds are covering your eyes. Hope is your leader. She doesn't have a blindfold. This is just like missions. Sometimes you need to trust the local people as they guide you through things that are unfamiliar. Hope, you pull on the rope and your 5 teammates will follow you.
Everybody, we're going down a big hill out front. Be really, really careful.
This is kind of freaky. Sorry.
Ah, what was that?
Oh yeah, don't step there.
Charlie, Team 1 is heading down the hill.
Our team is next on a zip line. Hurry.
We ready for me to turn the lights out?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Well, I have to be honest. I was pretty worried that today wasn't going to work out too well, but I was pleasantly surprised. How do you guys feel things went?
I think it went good.
Pretty well.
Yeah. I think the blindfold trust walk was a great idea.
Yeah.
I never realized how hard it is to trust people.
Oh, I'm so glad it worked.
Yeah.
Isaac, your team really impressed me. You were the only team that didn't hit that surprise tree.
Thanks. We used a secret weapon.
And what was that?
Well, it wouldn't be a secret if we told you. Do I have to say?
Oh, I suppose not.
Hey, can we play that game? When you start a story and we finish it?
Absolutely. Let me think for a second. Okay. Once there was a boy. He took 100 helium balloons and tied them to a wooden folding chair and took off. But all of a sudden, your turn, Mom.
All of a sudden, he realized he forgot his BB gun. He went higher and higher until... Michelle's turn.
He went higher and higher until his house was a teeny little dot. It was getting dark, and then suddenly there was a big boom and a flash of bright light. Kate?
Mom, I'm hungry. I know what to do. Helper, mommy's helper, mommy big helper, da 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 da. A Cheerio. This is yummy. Mommy's gonna be so happy. Whoops. Don't worry. There's more.
Jack, someone is knocking on the door.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Brinkman. I believe this young man belongs to you.
Oh, Peter, what were you doing outside?
Helping.
Helping? Oh, buddy, you can't go outside by yourself.
I was using the showers and found him walking across camp.
I'm so sorry.
It looks like he got into something. Mm. He has this stuff on him.
Oh, Peter, what's all over your pajamas?
I am, well...
Thank you so much for bringing him back, Mrs...
Jenny Hillstrand.
No, thank you, Jenny, for bringing Peter back.
You're welcome. See you at breakfast, Mr. Brinkman.
How embarrassing.
It's okay, Mommy. It's only Marky Market.
Oh. Where's Kitri?
I don't know. She was off doing something with Jill. I think they were looking for a bucket.
Michelle, have you heard from Anthony?
Yeah, he texted me this morning. He hasn't left. The bridge is still out.
Well, we still have a couple days of camp.
Yeah, it's just too bad. He really wanted to be here.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, can I ring the breakfast bell?
Sure.
Excuse me, Jack.
Good morning, Bob. Oh, why are you all wet?
Someone put a bucket of water on top of the door to Tim and Kyle's room.
And you happened to find it.
Well, you could say that.
I wonder who did that.
It's okay. My kids probably started it. But actually, there was something else I wanted to tell you. Last night, my kids was complaining that a couple of your boys was cheating during the mission games.
Cheating?
Yeah, sneaking around with the talkie-talkies, spying on the other teams.
That must have been Isaac and Charlie. They're into this spy phase right now. I'll talk to them.
Appreciate it.
Good morning, campers. How'd you sleep?
Great.
So did we, except for little Peter here. By now, some of you may have heard that he visited the kitchen in the middle of the night. Peter really likes to help out at home, and he really likes to cook. He wanted to make scrambled eggs for breakfast. It didn't go so well, did it, Peter?
Nope.
The bad news is, the eggs are gone. The good news is, we still have twice-baked oatmeal.
Yeah!
Some items of business while our servers bring us the food. Yesterday, you all performed very well in the missionary games. Team C currently leads the competition. This morning, you'll need to find Mrs. Brinkman, who is hiding somewhere. She won't be able to speak English. Does anybody here speak Dutch?
No, not me.
Good. This morning, she can only speak Dutch. Each team will get a verse, and your goal is to get her to write down your verse in Dutch. You can't tell her the words, though. You can only act them out.
Like charades?
Right. You will act out the words, and she will write down in Dutch what she guesses you're saying. We'll give you the clues to where she's hiding. The final Mission Games challenge will occur this evening in the dark. You will need to smuggle the verse you translated out of the country and get past the guards. We adults will be the guards, and we'll patrol the camp with vehicles and on foot with flashlights. You will need to use stealth and teamwork to get past us. Okay, that's all I have. Before we pray, our camp director has a couple of words for us.
Thanks, Jack. The road commission is telling us the bridge won't be repaired for a month.
Seriously?
But don't worry. Today the National Guard is setting up a temporary military-style bridge. They're saying it will be ready for us by the time camp concludes tomorrow.
What if it ain't?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I get it.
They're confident it will be ready. One last reminder, please stay away from the lake or the spot where it used to be. I know it's tempting to go out on it, but the National Guard says it's just not safe.
Not to mention, you could get an intestinal parasite.
Ugh, sounds gross.
And it's stinky.
Yes, and it stinks. But our breakfast here smells great. Would you please bow your heads as we pray? Lord, we thank you for this food. Please bless the hands that prepared it. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, dig in.
Something's not right here.
Ugh, this tastes terrible.
All I can taste is baking soda.
I can't eat this.
Peter, do you know anything about this?
Uh-oh.
Peter!
I think this is it.
Come in.
It's her. I know her voice.
What did she say?
I'm guessing, come in.
Hello.
I'm Jill.
And I'm Kyle.
Ich bin Susanne.
We need your help.
How is it then?
Charades. Give her the pen and paper.
Danke. Ich weiß nicht, was it is for.
How do you say God up there, big, huge?
What?
I know. Act out the Michelangelo picture where God the Father is touching the finger of someone. Here, touch my finger.
Oh, hot. Jullie zijn over hot aan het praten, niet waar?
Hot. Can you write it with the pen and paper?
Hot schrijven? Ja, okay.
So love the world?
Let's do just loved next. Loved.
Pretend you're holding flowers and bat your eyes.
Oh, leaf. Ja, leaf.
Can you write it?
Natürlich.
Dad, that was so awesome. Mom, you were great. Which team was the fastest?
The other kids don't know, so I probably shouldn't tell you guys.
By the way, Charlie and Isaac, did you spy on the other teams yesterday?
Yeah, sort of. That was my secret.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used the walkie-talkies.
Did that give you an unfair advantage?
Well, we knew what the trail was like.
Your team will lose some points for that.
Sorry, Dad.
Kids who got Mr. Bob wet with a bucket on his door.
Is this true?
Yeah, it wasn't really meant for him, though.
Kitri, you need to be a good example here. I expect more from you.
I'm sorry.
Dad, I was looking on your phone, and there's a pretty big storm on the radar. Here, check it out.
Oh, maybe it'll miss us.
Should we come up with a backup plan for the last challenge?
That's the funnest one, though. We have to do it.
Not sure what we'd do instead.
Stay alive?
Oh, come on, guys. Think positive.
Oh, yeah. A storm would make it more exciting. I see a flashlight up on the hill.
I think that's my dad. He's one of the guards.
Okay. When the light turns away, let's run to that picnic table and hide under it. Okay, now. Run, run, run!
I think we made it.
There's another group under that big tree. You can see them when the lightning flashes.
You're right. That's Isaac's group. They shouldn't be under that tree with all this lightning. I need to get them away from there. We can all fit under this picnic table.
They're not coming in, Jack.
They probably couldn't hear the bell over the storm.
It's really bad.
I'm not sure what to do.
Jack, is that a tornado warning?
Oh, no.
Hey, we need to get everyone into the storm shelter under the chapel immediately.
Oh, I have about 50 kids running around out here hiding from their parents.
Guys, you need to come with us.
No way. You're not on our team.
We should run, Isaac. It's a lightning storm and this is a tree. You're not safe here. Our teams can work together.
I'm scared.
Follow me. We're heading for that picnic table in the clearing.
Come on, Isaac.
Mom!
Have you found the kids?
I found a team, but when I approached them, they took off. How about you?
I haven't seen hide nor hair of them. What a disaster. If anything happens, Jack...
Mom, I'm so sorry. We're doing our best. If something happens, I didn't cause this. Where are you, kids?
Dad.
Michelle, you need to get to the shelter.
I'm there. It's Mom.
What's wrong?
She's in labor. She thinks the storm brought it on.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. I'll be right there.
I think she's really, really close. Hurry.
Who's gonna deliver our baby? Everything is out of control. Lord, I need your help. Mike, do you copy?
I'm here, Jack.
Do you know if any of the campers have medical training?
No, but I can check the records and get back to you.
Hurry. Susan's in labor.
She's in that room with Michelle.
Thanks.
Dad. Oh. Jack.
How are you feeling?
Okay for the moment.
Honey, I'm sorry.
What's that squeaking?
Huh?
Whenever you walk.
There's something on your shoe here.
Huh. Jack, what is it?
You've got to be kidding. Wow. Okay, we need to pray. Lord, this verse tells us not to worry about anything, but with thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. So we do that right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this baby that's on its way. You see what's going on. We ask you for your help right now. And we trust you for the peace that passes understanding.
Thank you.
Jenny Hillstrand?
Jack, I'm a midwife.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going in there?
Wonderful. We have a healthy baby boy.
Praise God.
I'm so glad Jenny was here. What's the status on the kids?
All accounted for.
Yes.
When the National Guard gets involved, let's just say problem solved.
I'm glad they came over when they heard what was going on.
Officer Rogers said they have ample medical supplies in the Humvee. They'll be staying in the camp until morning in case you guys need anything.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You bet. And guess what?
What?
Your speaker will be here in the morning.
Oh, excellent! How are you feeling?
A little sore, but good. You want to hold him?
Oh, sure. Hey there, little buddy. Come here. Yeah.
He's so cute. I like the name Micah.
Can you believe it? Mom had her baby.
Is anyone really surprised? I think this will go down as one of the most exciting trips ever.
Definitely.
When those soldiers started chasing us, I thought you'd gone a little bit too far with this, Dad.
Oh, little baby boo-boo. Oh. Yeah, Ian, not much was in my control today.
I was amazed at how you held it together.
You know, when Peter said, "Don't worry, Mommy, it's only Marky Marker," we all laughed because that's a silly thing to say. Marky Marker is permanent. It's the hardest marker to get off.
No kidding.
But there's some truth to that statement. Even the seemingly permanent messes or problems are not impossible for God to handle. He can help us through anything. And he reminded me of that. through that crazy balloon stuck to my shoe. It's okay, Micah. Guys, God is always with us. We can trust Him.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled A Paradise Lost. While portions of this story are fictitious, during a dark time in his life, one of our writers really did find a balloon with the verse Philippians 4, 6-7 written on it. And in that moment, God brought a peace that passes understanding. Well, there's one day left of the Missionary Adventure Camp, and you're not going to want to miss it. Join us next time as the guest speaker takes us on a journey into the heart of Cambodia.